Page 36. A History of Conflict.
The Republic of Ireland and Northern Ireland have a long and blood-soaked history of conflict. All of Ireland was part of the United Kingdom from 1801 to 1922, when the Irish War of Independence led to a split in the country. The 26 southern counties formed the Irish Free State, and in 1948 it became the Republic of Ireland. The six northern counties remained part of the UK and still are. Here is a brief timeline and snapshots of some of the events that have taken place over the past 800 years.
1200 to 1800.
Since 1171, when the King of England, Henry II, set foot on Irish soil, the country has been dominated by the English. In the 16th century, a religious revolution called the Reformation swept through Europe. England accepted Protestantism, but the Irish remained Catholic. When English Protestants were sent to colonise Ireland, a major conflict with the Irish Catholic people living there began. Several wars took place, and the Irish lost most of them. The wars were not really about religion, but more about land and power. Because of this, a new group of wealthy and powerful Anglo-Irish landowners came to exist. A series of laws were introduced in favour of the Protestants, and in 1792, Catholics were not allowed to vote, own any land, or build churches. Irish children were forbidden to go to school.
1800 to 1900.
In 1845 to 48, a terrible famine occurred due to potato blight. The Irish tenant farmers had to export their meat and wheat to England and had to eat mostly potatoes for sustenance. When the crops failed, about 1 million people died, and another 2 million had to leave for North America and other English-speaking countries. With England ruling Ireland as its colony and controlling the people's religion, many Irish people became angered. Some of them became nationalists, meaning that they wanted to be free from English oppression. They wanted to have their own country and practice their own religion.
1900 to 2010.
In 1921, armed violence led to the Irish Free State, and in 1948, the state was named the Republic of Ireland. The six counties of the north still remained a part of the UK. Even so, conflicts and quarrelling ensued. As there was much discontent about being governed from London, a Catholic nationalism grew, and two main Irish groups became powerful and influential. One is called Sinn Féin, and the other, the Irish Republican Army, IRA. These two groups began a long fight for independence from England. In the 1960s, many civil rights movements arose in Northern Ireland in order to protest the discrimination of Catholics. What started off as a civil rights movement soon became violent, especially in the capital city of Belfast. During the 1960s and 70s, there were bombings and riots in the streets of Belfast. England's government had to send British troops into Northern Ireland to separate opposing factions. Fortunately, in 1998, a peace agreement was signed. It was an attempt to lead Northern Ireland out of the troubles. This calmed things down a bit, but it was not until 2005, when the IRA announced that they intended to disarm, that people started hoping for peace. In 2007, a power-sharing agreement was signed and a government with members from both sides was formed. Northern Ireland today. Things have improved and calmed down considerably since 2007. A boost in tourism to Belfast is apparent, whereas prior to this agreement, almost no tourism existed here. It was far too dangerous. But still, Protestants and Catholics usually live in separate neighbourhoods, attend separate schools, and go to different stores and pubs.